Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce Mayor Wyman Williams. Wyman, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So we visit with Wyman after the city council holds its monthly meeting, and they met this week. So with some agenda items we're going to come to, but this, of course, late summer is the time when most city councils, at least in Texas, are working on their budgets for the next fiscal year, and you all are doing that. And just to kind of put a focus on what you're talking about in particular, you're going to be able to provide some salary increases for some people that I'm sure are very much worthy of those salary increases.
Well, this is true. Some of the government funds that we have qualified for related to COVID-19 are renewable for two more years after this next year, and it's allowed us to increase our proposal for salaries for police and fire personnel. And this is a wonderful thing. Our current salary situation is not really competitive with the region, and this will allow us for 3 years to be competitive, and then we will certainly work toward building the city's revenue to where we can continue that mm-hmm. after the 3 years. Mm-hmm.
Can you say what the amount of the salary increases will be?
Well, it's a significant increase. The increase, let's leave it with it. It is certainly bringing us to a competitive situation to our neighboring communities.
Okay, good. And so you think over a period of time you'll be able to sustain this? Since
right, and that is truly good news. Is the number of potential investors looking at our town for not only retail opportunities but single-family and multifamily housing units in volume. And these are things that will increase our city's revenue.
Mm-hmm. Tax revenue.
Tax revenue, right.
Right. And then Monday, August 2nd, you're going to be working on the budget all day long?
We're going to take the whole day and seriously look at it. Of course, that is an open meeting. If you have input, you're certainly welcome to come.
And City Hall, I suppose.
Is it City Hall?
All right. So we are talking with Wyman Williams, and Wyman is the mayor of Commerce. City Council met this week. Something that takes just a big physical part of the agenda is tax resale deeds.
Correct.
So that's another thing that is good from a fiscal standpoint.
Correct. The school board has already accepted 8 properties to be sold at auction. And we have to approve it as well to complete the sale. But we also have to forgive liens, most of them mowing liens on the properties. But some of them have been off the tax roll since 1996. And what it does, it gets property open for new buildings and therefore new tax revenue instead of just sitting there and no one paying the liens against the mowing upkeep.
Mm-hmm. Are these mostly vacant lots, or some of them older houses? Or
most these are vacant lots.
Uh huh.
So building is something that can happen pretty quick on them.
I see. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And well, we've darn sure continuing to see some new construction in Commerce.
We are. We have several investors that are investing mostly in student-focused rental property,
mm-hmm.
and we have several projects going on right now that will complete by the fall. So those will go online and be a part of our city's revenue.
And a good deal of that construction in some of the older neighborhoods, shall we say, I guess, east of Park Street.
East of Park Street,
uh-huh.
right.
Yeah.
We have a city incentive program that
right.
gives a little relief to some of the taxes for investors in that area, and it's being used.
And so there's one other item here, at least, that we'll discuss, and we've talked about this before, but it's giving, in particular, a little bit country, the bar downtown, a little bit more time on the weekend to be open at night.
That's right. They requested a couple of months ago, and we had the first reading on it last month, to sell alcohol after 12 o'clock and extend that to 2 a.m., we passed it on the first reading, and then on the second reading last night, we added a couple of clauses to it that in 2 years, the council will automatically have to review it to see if it's going to be extended. But also, if there is a problem with it, we have the right to rescind it at any time during that 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect, is that the final reading, or does that come back again?
Yeah, it is accepted now, and they will be able to extend their hours, and of course the council will monitor any negatives that come from it,
right?
And we'll go from there.
Would you expect other bars to come to you with similar requests then?
It's available to anyone who legally operates a bar, and right now there are no other requests.
Okay, but this will allow a little bit of country to stay open until 2 a.m., did you say?
They can stay open now, but currently they can't sell alcohol.
Right. I see. Yeah, well, that would kind of discourage people from hanging around, though, would it not?
Mm-hmm.
very much later. Yeah. Yeah, it kind of has an effect on business. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line.
Thank you so much, John Martin.
All right. Commerce Mayor Wyman Williams. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETU.